toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. We're launching here into hour number three of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we told you a little story about Canada and how apparently they are getting ever more police state-ish over there with new law going into effect that will result in people that the police suspect of possibly being under the influence of drugs being blood tested, maybe mouth swabbed, maybe urine tested. Not on the side of the road like Utah was trying to do at one point, but they will be taken back to the station and tested if they don't pass a battery of roadside sobriety checks. And so things are getting pretty bad over there on the Canadian side, but since we're talking about Canada and the border and all that, let's focus in on the U.S. side of things, but close to the border. What is going on up there? Because there has been an increasing presence of Border Patrol, certainly on the southern border, but what about the northern border? We don't really hear too much about that. Well, according to TheStar.com, Champlain, New York, the end of America literally can be found along countless forlorn and narrow roads like the one Mickey Metod lives on here in upstate New York. It winds a bit this way and that, past fields of soybeans and rickety barns until it just stops, his modest house like a period at the end of a long sentence. There is more paved road beyond, but that's Canada. In between, there's a gate with a large road closed sign affixed to it. Metod has lived here long enough to notice some differences. For one, the steady stream of illegals, aliens they're called here, walking unimpeded into the U.S. on this road has all but stopped. Oh yeah, he laughs, shaking his head while standing on his stoop. There used to be so many crossing all the time. They used to come by dragging their suitcases. That's all changed, he says. They really put a halt to it. Now they patrol all over. They've been down here 10 times already today. Bearded and shirtless, the 55-year-old prison guard cuts an affable Santa Claus-like figure as he relaxes on a recent weekday afternoon. But then he motions to the tall pine in his front yard. You have to look closely, but deep in the richly needled branches, there's a surveillance camera, nearly undetectable in its black weatherproof housing, trained on the gate. Below it's an electronic sensor, its thin arm directed at the road. Metod is a proud American, but living right on the border with Canada, he sees a potential dark side to the intense new border security. Apart from the comings and goings of illegal aliens, the government now knows when Metod himself has left and returned to his house. He has emerged from his front door to find U.S. Border Patrol agents in his yard, he says. And according to the story, they can come right into your house if they want to. He says, it's all gone a bit too far. But then again, what are you going to do about it, Mr. Metod?
It probably went a bit too far quite some time ago with border security. But, I'm trying to think of when the last time I went to Canada was. I believe it was a full 2 years ago. But I did notice that the border security was tightening from what it had been just a few years prior to that. There was just more presence there, and it was a bit less comfortable going through. I never like going through the border, although I've never actually been stopped. It's always just, oh.
They wave you through?
No. I mean, you show your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been occasions where they didn't ask for a driver's license or a birth certificate. But yeah, they started asking more questions about what you were doing there, how long you were going to be there. And I've just never liked the border. I didn't have anything to hide. I wasn't bringing anything across that would be illegal. And I like it less. I think a lot of people find it worse coming back into the United States because
that's what I've heard.
They tend to be worse. But, you know, if you don't actually have anything with you, the concern for me was always I wanted to go to Canada. So I knew I would be able to get back into the United States eventually. I wasn't too worried. I was more worried about getting stopped on the American side. But the issue for me, once I had gotten to Canada, I wasn't too worried about getting held up on the way back. So personally, I always found it more nerve-wracking going into Canada.
Really?
But I never had any problems with it. Of course, I'm white.
That's true.
And from a border state, so they do profile. So, you know, if you have a New Hampshire or Vermont plate and you're going through one of those states.
I got a Florida plate, and we're going to be going to Canada for
how
this little vacation.
You're going through Ontario, right?
We're going to go up through, I guess, Toronto. Is that Ontario?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know what
so,
states are.
Yeah, if you go up Route 91 into Quebec here, that's actually is a major drug trafficking route, and they've always been kind of strict on that highway. So if you had a Florida plate and you were headed
to
Vermont, they'd probably ask some questions.
Well, we'll see what happens. Julia, myself, and a couple friends, we're all going to go on a little vacay this weekend up to Canada, and so certainly I'll let you guys know upon my return on Monday, presuming I'm not in some sort of detainment center. How things went. And Julia, I promised her that I will be a good little citizen. I'm not going to ask any questions or anything like that. I'm going to obey and be a good little boy and see how that goes for us. So I'll let you know there. But it's kind of interesting, this so-called proud American here that you're interviewing for the article, he's talking about how he thinks it's gone a bit too far. But what's the reason for that? It's not because people are getting harassed or they're getting stopped or whatever the various different things they're doing. It's because now his privacy is in jeopardy. Now they know when he's leaving his house and when he's coming home. And it's now that's interfered in his life, now it's gone a bit too far. But as long as it interferes in those other people's lives, then, well, that's good. That's what we want in America. But if it interferes in the lives of the respectables, then it becomes a problem. And that's yet another example of it right here.
Yeah, I mean, being from a border state, I can tell you that there is less traffic coming through. I think it was something like a 30% decline shortly after they started doing passports and getting much more strict about it.
They actually do have some numbers here.
Yeah, I think for New Hampshire it was something like a 30% decline, or that's what they were expecting. And I can tell you that I have not gone to Canada when I probably could have, just because of that amount of security. And it's
you just didn't
want to
be hassle. Yeah. 7 years after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, the longest unguarded border in the world is becoming increasingly guarded. As critics continue to insist it's vulnerable to be vulnerable to undetected entry by terrorists, the border is being squeezed tighter. And illegal crossers are getting the message, claims the Border Patrol. Along the northern frontier, the number of arrests has been dropping steadily and significantly since before 9/11, from more than 12,000 each year before 2001 to 6,380 last year. While it's impossible to know how many people try to sneak into the U.S., arrests are considered one of the best barometers. Border Patrol operations bureaucrat says, "We believe people are being deterred from entering the U.S. because the chances of them getting caught are now much greater. A lot of it has to do with us getting the right combination of personnel, technology, and infrastructure on the border. We receive more agents, more sensors, more cars, boats, more airplanes. The trends reflected on the southern border with Mexico as well, where arrests are down significantly."
That's possible. It's been noted that when they put up the border fence along San Diego and Tijuana, it did deter people from crossing along that, I think it was 100 or so miles or something they put up there.
They just went down the line, though.
They went down the line, and hundreds ended up dying in the desert. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if you have people who are legitimately smuggling, who are actually terrorists, there's many, many empty miles of woods up there that would be very hard to patrol, even with airplanes and helicopters. And if people want to get drugs or anything else across the border, if they want to migrate across the border, it's probably not all that hard to simply walk a couple miles away from a major
road,
walk around, and then walk 2 miles back on the other side till you hit the road on the American side or the Canadian side.
Yeah, especially if you've got forest you're dealing with. Like you say, you're going to be undercover for the most part. I'm certainly no expert at doing that, but it's obviously going to be easier coming from Canada than coming from Mexico. But all that said, I think that there is something to be said for the fact that, or the allegation that less people are coming here. Why do you want to come here if you're entering a police state? I mean, if you know what's going on here and you've heard about the raids, the police raids, and all of the roving checkpoints and all the other awful, tyrannical things that are going on in this country, there becomes a certain point at which you're going to tell yourself, well, you know, things are bad where I am, but it sounds like they're awful now in America, so why would I want to leave? Why would I want to go and take those risks to get to a place where I'm going to be constantly hounded and looking over my shoulder and worrying if I'm going to be caught? Of course, that's resulting in less people coming here, but that doesn't mean that if, for instance, the numbers get lower, like let's say instead of 6,000 people last year, it's 3,000 people this year, and then 1,500 people get caught the next year, just because the numbers are lower doesn't mean that things are going to loosen up here anytime soon. The security state isn't going to let off.
They'll probably say it's a success and tighten up further.
Right. So Americans are going to be subjected to a police state that I don't think they're going to like very much, but they don't see it coming. Free Talk Live, more on the way. You take control. We'll be right back. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices. And at the same time, you're supporting a business that supports Free Talk Live. InterKnobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at InterKnobs.com. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Michael in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to actually call, and I hate to admit this, but I wanted to call about intellectual property rights.
Okay.
And why we don't need them, why they're not necessary.
Sure.
I've been actually, for the past couple of months, I've been trying to start up a business, and it's been going really well. Things are going great, but I, with my liberty-oriented philosophy, I've been trying to come up with ways that I can incorporate those ideas into my business. And it seems a little daunting at first, the way that things are kind of set up to run. Everybody, you know, expects you to behave a certain way, especially the state, local agencies, and everybody down the line really expects you to behave a certain way when you have your business and the way it works. But it's actually not that difficult to come up with some great ideas to be pro-liberty in your business and be able to make that take effect. I think there's a lot of really good examples. Cycle PII, of course, is great, and there's a lot of businesses out there that are starting to do the same kind of thing. I think that people that are all about liberty tend to be entrepreneurs as well, entrepreneurial.
I'd say there's a higher quotient of entrepreneurs among the liberty-oriented populace, certainly.
Yeah, I think so. In my experience, that's true, but anyway, intellectual property rights. I have a graphic design business, and I do all kinds of media stuff. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to kind of in the same vein of, you know, there's a few people now that do the liberty-oriented stories. I forget what the one is called, but Chapter 6, one of them goes to hell.
Yes, Tad Galahad at freedom-engineering.com.
Yes, there we go. That's it. Drawing a blank, I'm a little nervous. But
that's
yeah,
okay.
Something along those lines, I wanted to do a graphic novel. And thinking about that, you know, making money off the graphic novel, the majority of the money I'm going to make, since I'm making and producing it myself, is going to be in actually selling copies of the graphic novel.
Right.
So I was trying to come up with a way to make that work, because, you know, I'm not going to charge myself intellectual property, you know, whatever the forwarded thing is. I'm not even sure exactly how that works with authors, but there's a lot of different things that you can do, I think, without intellectual property laws and without claiming rights to intellectual property to be able to still make money. Things would be different, but things I think would actually be better.
All right, so what are some of your ideas?
My idea mostly for the story was get it done. As I complete different pages, I can post them online and have the whole book accessible online so that people can download it as a PDF. They can read it as it comes up. If I'm updating it weekly or whatever, people can read the next page as it comes around or the next few pages as I get them done. And by the time I'm done, the whole page will be, or the whole book will be online. The advantage then for people buying the book would be, you know, the classic, you have it in your hand, something to hold. You don't have to sit in front of the computer and stare at it.
Yeah, I don't think that, I think that's a good point because there's never going to be a point at which having a digital copy of anything is ever going to be worth something. So humans
right.
tend to be collectors. I mean, look at, you go to some people's houses and you can tell they've just been collecting things their entire lives and many of them have never sold anything once. So we love to collect things. We love to get things and then hold on to them. And if it's a digital thing, it's just not the same. Because it can be copied infinitely, whereas the actual physical manifestation, the book that you've put together, there are only so many of those. They aren't infinite. They are finite. They're something that will run out at some point. And because of that, and certainly you can make them even more valuable by signing them and doing things to sort of make them more identifiable and more unique, and therefore, again, more valuable to people, at least whether they're valuable in real life or not, valuable in their mind. So there really is something to be said for having that tangible physical property. And I think that's a great point. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was thinking about signing editions of the copies of the book and having, you know, each edition that comes out, each printing that I do, have it be laid out a little differently, have some changes in it. I've even thought about possibly changing the story for a second or third edition just because that adds interest.
Wow, that's unique.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things like that that people just don't do standard. I also have been selling some original art online, like on eBay, and it hasn't gone over that well. I haven't been advertising it that great on eBay, but just the idea that I had was the place that I work at, I get pieces of cardboard inside of an ink box, and they always are the same size. They're like 11 by 32. And I started using paint markers and pens and all kinds of different media to create original art. And I've been selling them around for like $15, $20. And it's a good way for people like college students that want some original artwork to be able to have something that they can afford, because otherwise you're spending, you know, at least hundreds of dollars, if not thousands. And I think ideas like that can really sprout and take off if we don't have the intellectual property rights. If people aren't so tied down to the classical ways of making money off of different types of media, then we're free to intuit and come up with
more ideas. All right, let me play devil's advocate with you, Michael. What about the objection that Mark might bring up if he were here, that once you put your pages out on the internet, I'm just going to download all those pages, put them up on my website, and let people order the book from me for half the price? Aren't you going to be upset about that? Aren't you going to want to contact the government and have them, you know, shut me down or something like that?
No, I think that's fine. If you can print the book for half the price, chances are that you're printing copies of the book that are either substandard or, you know, I mean, downloading it offline. I'm not going to put giant resolutions on there because it would take forever to download. So most likely your copy is going to be less quality than mine, and so I'd be able to produce a better copy. If people don't want a very good copy and they can't afford it, they should be entitled to be able to buy one that they can afford and be able to enjoy it anyway. I wouldn't really have a problem with that, A, because it's not my, you know, it's not my built-up sole source of income at this point. At some point, that kind of thing will be, but I'll be able to have enough things. You know, I'm creative enough a person, I think, and most people can be if they really try, to have multiple sources of income, but it doesn't really matter that much.
Doesn't the idea bother you, though? I'm still playing devil's advocate here. Doesn't the idea bother you, though, that now in this world of without intellectual property protection or monopoly privilege protection, as I would prefer to call it, but in this world without all that, then doesn't it bother you that you're going to have to work harder? You're going to have to put out more product because you're not going to be able to just come out with a winning book and cash in and make as much money as authors might have made in the past off of their super bestseller book because you just might not sell as many copies. It may not be as profitable to put out a book in the world without intellectual property as it is in the world with intellectual property. So you're talking about sacrificing profits here. Are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah, I definitely am. I think I thought about this before, and if in a world without intellectual property protection and without intellectual property law, people are going to have to start benefiting from their creativity more. And what that's going to do is you do have to work harder at what you do, but that means that you choose a job, hopefully, more people would start to choose jobs that they truly enjoy, something that they really love to do. And hopefully people will start to use their unique abilities because everybody's got something that they can do better than somebody else or, you know, really well, even if it's not better than somebody else, that they can start to use that to their advantage in the workforce and hopefully get a job that they love and that they can use their unique abilities for, because there's not this almost easy out ability to, you know, create one thing, spend, you know, maybe it's a year writing, but you write a book and then you sell it and you just keep making money off of it over and over and over again. And your creativity, you can either keep it going or you can have it stifled, and hopefully you keep it going if there's no, you know, horse.
Great point. So maybe with more people competing, the cream will rise to the top and we'll get better works of art. We'll get more choices in the marketplace. And I think it's a great call and great idea, and good luck with your career. And thank you for the call. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today. You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And are you on the go? You want to read all the bestsellers on your PC, laptop, or PDA? eChapter1.com has over 100,000 ebooks for immediate download at low prices. Every category, bestsellers, business, religion, they've got them all. That's E, as in easy, chapter1.com. That's O-N-E, eChapter1.com. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, let's talk to Josh in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh. Josh, Colorado, going once. Josh, hello.
Hello?
You're on the air, Josh. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you if you'd heard about Amendment 48 on Colorado's ballot.
I don't know what all the numbers are, but I do think, is it a marijuana thing, or what is it?
No, definition of a person.
Really? What is? Do tell. What? Give me details.
It would redefine a person in all Colorado law. To mean an egg from the point of fertilization.
Okay, and is the point of that for like some sort of abortion legislation or something?
Yeah.
I see. And
it's all the implications of it that would any time that an egg would be aborted after it is fertilized would be like manslaughter or murder or something like that.
Yeah, it's seems pretty ludicrous.
But there's already, well, there's, I mean, there's Roe versus Wade, so the federal courts are, they're not going to, I mean, Colorado can pass that law, but the courts aren't going to allow Colorado to ban all abortion. You know,
hopefully.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's already, I mean, Roe versus Wade, whether you like it or not, is the law of the land, and it's been that way for some time. So, I mean, the state can do that definition, but I think it's going to have more symbolic value.
Yeah.
The complications I would think about, you know, as long as Roe versus Wade is still on the books, the complications I foresee from a law like that would be, you know, if you have a miscarriage, do you then need a death certificate? Well, no. I mean, if it's a person who has died, and you have a miscarriage in the first or second trimester, then would you need a coroner to officiate, you know, death? Or I can see some interesting and probably very inconvenient results coming out of that. But
yeah, it's probably just going to be something that the abortion opponents and people that are in favor of it will be fighting over and getting all upset about and protesting. And like you say, Nick, in the wash, it probably won't amount to much.
It's I would guess that it's mostly symbolic value. And the idea behind it being that if the federal courts ever rule a different way on the abortion matter, or if Congress could actually remove federal jurisdiction on the issue of abortion, it would be constitutional, and the states could make up their, you know, state law would then take over. So I do have to say, you know, from a constitutional standpoint, if that's where you're coming from, it is something that should be decided at the state level. And it'd be interesting
if it was, because then you'd have some states that would outlaw it, other states would allow it, and you'd see what would happen would be people would just go to where they would just go and get it done in another neighboring state or something.
You would,
like that.
But you would also be able to judge, you know, if you had different states with different policies, there'd be a basis for comparison to see if in states where it was illegal, are there actually people dying from back alley abortions? That's one of the ideas behind letting 50 different states make the laws instead of one federal government.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen with how would the black market play that out? Because if you could go next door, if there's a state that's adjacent to you where you could go to have an abortion performed, obviously there's not going to be much demand for the black market, so probably wouldn't be very much action there. But if all of the surrounding states have also outlawed it and you have to go a significant distance in order to get one, then you might see some action in the black market world as far as coat hanger abortions or whatever the hell they would end up using that would put all kinds of people in danger. Any other thoughts for us?
Well, yeah. I was also going to say, if you don't like any of the people on the ballot, still go in and vote. Just don't vote for president.
Yeah, I certainly am not going to be. You know what, Nick? Thank you for the call, Josh. Appreciate it. You actually said something to me during one of the breaks, which is kind of interesting. Here in New Hampshire, there are actually going to be two Libertarian Party candidates on the ballot for president. One of them, George Phillies. The other, Bob Barr. Now, I definitely don't like Bob Barr. He is not even close to being a Libertarian. And it's people like Bob Barr that have ruined the Libertarian Party, the reason why I don't call myself a Libertarian anymore. But all that said you were actually going to vote for Phillies, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I still would consider myself a Libertarian in the sense that I believe the things that the party at least used to stand for when it had a set of principles that it followed.
Mm-hmm.
And George Phillies is a Libertarian in the sense that, yes, he actually believes in the idea that you shouldn't initiate force against people.
I don't know. I don't think he's a perfect Libertarian.
Well, he's not perfect, but
he's way better than Barr.
Yeah, compared to Barr, Phillies is someone I would call a Libertarian. At least he gets the underlying principle, and he thinks he should work towards that ideal.
Reason for voting for him.
Well, to stick it to Bob Barr.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Phillies got more votes in New Hampshire than Bob Barr gets?
It would be, but he's actually, you know, Barr is actually outpolling Phillies.
Really?
And there was talk that Barr and the Libertarian National Party would be suing to get Phillies either kicked off the ballot or have Barr substituted for Phillies. Which, if you read the Libertarian Party's platform, they say that right there in the abridged platform that they now have, they say that political parties are private, voluntary institutions and that they should be able to nominate and select candidates by whatever means they want, with their own internal voluntary rules. Well, it appears that the people at National, at the National Libertarian Party, don't read their own platform, and they were going to use the government courts to try to force George Phillies off the ballot, because this state party in New Hampshire had nominated Phillies to run for president like a year ago or something. It was well in advance of the national convention, and they didn't seem to have very much respect for that. But how it's worked out is that Bob Barr actually did get enough petitions, so he is on the ballot. And I think the idea behind the potential lawsuit there was primarily that if Bob Barr couldn't get the petitions and get on the ballot that way, he would try to get himself substituted for George Phillips.
But nothing has actually come of this.
No lawsuit has been filed.
You know, you might have persuaded me, Nick. I, at one point, was going to not vote for anybody in the presidential election.
I really think Phillies is worth a vote.
On the national level, like, if it was Philly, like, I would never have voted for Phillies in a primary or anything like that. I just don't think he was the right candidate. Murray Ruart, Dr. Ruart from Healing Our World fame was definitely my choice. But like you're saying, just to stick it to the Barr people, I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, me too. And that's what really annoys me about this is the Barr people were willing to resort to using government courts
of course.
To kick somebody who has better libertarian credentials, somebody who actually believes in liberty, off of the ballot. And that completely goes against the libertarian platform on free association with political parties or anything else, and political federalism. They supposedly, many people in the LP believe that the Constitution should limit government and that states state parties should be allowed to pick their own candidates. So I really think I'm going to vote for George Phillies because he's the libertarian.
It'll be better
ballot.
Than writing in Ron Paul, because if you write in somebody, there's no way you're going to see those results on anything anywhere. So you won't even be able to tell how many other people wrote it in. But if you vote for somebody like George Phillies that's actually on the ballot, then you could actually look and see if he beat Bob Barr or not.
Yeah,
it's just more. Again, it's just a game, right? At this point,
it is just a game.
Playing a silly little game. All right, more on the way. You can take control. Remaining moments of the program. Enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a great way to help Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, getting on more radio stations, getting into more people's internet connections, into their ears. And if you like that idea, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And you'll learn about the new addition that we've made to the AMP program. We revealed a little bit of information that we weren't going to reveal till later, but we decided to do it earlier, thanks to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. We have announced that we are working on raising some funds so we can get on global satellite feeds around the world, where our listeners in Australia and Europe, for instance, and other places will be able to pick up the show off the bird, as they call it in the business. And I'm pretty excited about that idea. Hopefully that's a cool idea for you, too, and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, it is Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, maybe when they turn that collider on, it'll ignite the atmosphere, huh?
I don't know, man. I'm hoping that I'm just going to sleep right through the night, and if I wake up, great. If I don't, well, I'll never know it.
We'll wake up somewhere, huh?
Maybe. I'm not too concerned, really. I just kind of haven't
thought. Yeah, me neither. But that's something, we're living in a time and age where they could turn something on, and they don't know if the world's going to be here or not.
Now you got to try it, you know. You got to give it a shot.
That's right. When they blew up the atom bomb the first time, they didn't know if they were going to ignite the whole atmosphere.
That's a good point. Hopefully this will go smoothly, and all kinds of new scientific advances will come out of it, and maybe we'll all live forever. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, today I got a call from a Democratic representative to ask me who I was going to vote for and all that. I told him I was going to write in Ron Paul, even if I know he wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me that he got put on the ballot. Did you hear anything about that?
I heard he is on in Montana, I guess, the Constitution.
Yeah, because he won out here.
Right.
Dang, that's cool.
So I thought that that meant that he was going to be put on the ballot everywhere, I guess just here in Montana.
Yeah, well, I think it's the, I don't know they'll be on as a Republican. I think it's the Constitution Party is actually.
Yeah, with Ron Barr.
Well, they normally would do Chuck Baldwin as a presidential candidate in the other states for them. But I think they're going to let Ron Paul run on their
ticket. Wow, that's cool.
In Montana.
Now, there's supposed to be some sort of press conference tomorrow with Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin from the Constitution Party, and Bob Barr all at the same press conference together. Ron Paul saying there's going to be some sort of major announcement.
Maybe he's going to be the vice president for Ron Barr.
I don't know. It's very interesting because you've got Barr and you've got Baldwin both in. They're both presidential candidates for two different political parties, and they're both going to be in attendance at this press conference tomorrow. So, I mean, is Ron going to nominate or is he going to endorse one or the other? That doesn't seem very likely. Why would he endorse both? That doesn't seem likely either. If they both get out, step out of the way voluntarily and let Ron run in their place, that wouldn't make sense either because, well, I mean, first of all, Bob Barr's not going to do something like that.
The Republicans would freak out because there's a lot of supporters for Ron Paul.
I mean, like, that would be ideal if there was some sort
I'd
of
still vote
ticket.
For him. I don't worry if he's going to win or not because really I don't, when I vote, I don't really think about winning or losing. I'm thinking about somebody that represents what I feel.
That's the way most people should vote if they're
going to
vote.
Everybody,
they
make it like some kind of competition, some kind of game, and
right,
that they got to be
something.
The winner. They got to pick the winner.
Right, but the bizarre
and then they don't even
is,
know what the hell they're voting for.
Right, they don't win anything. You lose.
Yeah.
They steal more money from you. You lose whether it's the Republicans or Democrats.
It's disgusting, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Anything else on your mind?
No.
Good work out there. Always good hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I agree completely with the sentiment. I mean, I'm pretty much over the whole idea of voting, more so than I've ever been, but I totally agree with the sentiment. If you're going to vote, vote for somebody, if you can, that agrees with you. And if there's nobody that agrees with you, why bother?
Yeah,
what's the point?
Yeah, it's a wasted vote to vote for somebody just because you think they're going to win if they don't represent what you want to see.
Right, if you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys or you're a fan of the Patriots and they win the Super Bowl, you might get all excited about it because your team won, but what did you actually win?
Well,
unless you had money riding on the game.
I was going to say you might have money on the game. That's more. You might actually win something from that.
But most of the people that are getting excited about sports aren't necessarily betting on the games. They're just excited because it's their team. And it's the same mentality, almost the exact same mentality behind the election process. Well, we're on the red team and you're on the blue team and our team won, so I mean, you've not won anything. The politician won, and now the politician can use his position of influence to curry favors for his friends and to punish his enemies. So he's won, and his friends have won, but if you're just a member of the party, or you're just a supporter of the party, you haven't won a damn thing. Stop fooling yourself. Let's continue and talk to Neil, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Dude, what's on your mind?
Not too much. Just listened to you talk about the Ron Paul press conference, you know, there was an AP report that just came out, I mean, literally a few minutes ago, that is kind of saying what it's about. It turns out he's not just going to have Barr and Baldwin there. He's also going to have Nader and Cynthia McKinney. Yeah, and it's not as big as I thought it was going to be, but basically what he's doing is just holding a big event to say, basically, vote third party. I don't care who you vote for, but vote third party because the other two guys, it's if you really want to waste your vote, I guess he's saying, you know, vote for the major parties. Otherwise, vote for any one of these.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, it's certainly something that's never been done before. I mean, in the past, there were third party debates. For instance, C-SPAN would host a third party debate where you'd see the Greenie and the Libertarian and those guys all debating one another. And of course, the major party guys were nowhere to be found because they would never accept an invitation to something like that.
Right.
But they've never actually joined together in any real way to try to promote one another. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's not quite as unprecedented as I kind of thought it was going to be, because that's the word they used originally describing it. It's going to be an unprecedented event, but it's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, yeah, to have Ron Paul endorsing the third parties is certainly better than, nothing. I think that's
sure.
It'll maybe generate a little bit of press attention. Some people are going to talk about it. I don't think anything's going to save the federal government. There's no turn. I don't personally believe there's any turning it around. But it's nice to see. I mean, it's a nice gesture.
Absolutely. I agree. It's also interesting hearing you guys talk about the whole discussion about Bob Barr and the Libertarian Party. I'm kind of like you. I have been a registered Libertarian for almost 20 years, and I'm totally torn about that situation, too. I mean, he voted for the Patriot Act. He voted for the war, I think. But at the same time, I find myself saying, well, but what if, obviously the guy's not going to win, but what if he gets millions and millions of votes and grows the party by millions of people? I don't know. I don't know what to think.
But what good will that do? I see where you're coming from, having been in the Libertarian Party, and I no longer am, of course. But having been there, I can see where you're coming from. Like, okay, you're going to grow the party, but the people that you're going to attract to the party are going to be more watered down individuals that don't know what liberty is about. If you've got Bob Barr out there spouting off his semi-statist message is in no way in line with the original concept of the Libertarian Party, which was the party of principle that advocated non-aggression, that advocated not initiating force on our neighbors, and you've got Bob Barr out there mixing up the message, then you're going to attract a bunch of people that are confused. They don't really know what they're getting into, and you've really effectively, yes, you've grown the size of the political party, but it's useless. That you've become another wing of the statist party at that point.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would really be totally useless, but I totally see what you're getting at. It, by all means, it would definitely be watered down.
Yeah, I mean, watered it down because he's talking about when they ask him questions about doing away with government agencies, he talks about setting up study commissions investigate.
Right.
He talks about setting up commissions about how we can make government more efficient and less wasteful and smaller, but he doesn't say, yes, I would get rid of the ATF, I would get rid of the FCC. Doesn't say that. He's not advocating really making any structure, not eloquently anyway. He's not coming out and saying, yes, we need to make significant structural changes to the federal government. He's just not saying
so
that.
So Bob Barr is evidence. He is a key piece of evidence to prove the Libertarian Party is already virtually worthless and has been co-opted and watered down. And if he just attracts more watered down individuals, it's going to make it that much harder for those hardcore Libertarian types that are still trying to save the party to do anything even close to saving it. It's going to make it next to impossible for them. I think it's a waste of time myself. I thank you for the call, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did win the nomination by a very narrow margin. It's unfortunately they had a majority that would vote for somebody who didn't have the credentials. But
that margin's going to get wider.
Mary Ruart almost edged him out. So,
but with more watered down people coming in, that margin's going to get wider. It's going to get more difficult.
Yeah, I think you're right about the national level.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each after one has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eachapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.